Now for your local news from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 WLBB Newsroom. Some road closures as the Carrollton Fire Department continues to clean up following a Thursday night fire that destroyed the Superior Recreational Products Building at 1050 Columbia Drive. Old Bremen Road is now open, with just a portion of Columbia Drive and Bohannon Road now closed. The Carrollton Fire Department says the roads will be opened when safe. No word on the exact time. The Carrollton Fire Department learned about that fire at around 8 p.m. last night. The building was fully engulfed upon arrival, according to Carrollton City Manager Tim Grizzard.
We had a major industrial fire at Superior Recreational Equipment. Fire's engulfed a whole building. It's burned through the ceiling. Carrollton's has two ladder trucks. Both are on the scene. County ladder truck is also on the scene. At least six or more engines. And again, it's a major fire. It looks like, you know, an outside observation that the building's a total loss. No one is harmed, is that we know. No one's been injured.
Carrollton Fire Department says the building is under control, but says small blazes are still being quenched, and an investigation into the cause of the fire will not be launched until the site is safe. The Carroll County Fire Department assisted the already 45 Carrollton firefighters to put out the blaze over the course of the night. The close to 30-year-old Superior Recreational Products Company deals in products associated with commercial outdoor and indoor playgrounds. The Carrollton plant employs around 100 workers. We will bring you updates as they develop. The city of Villarica could be one of many city and county governments across the country to participate in a class action lawsuit filed against opioid manufacturers. If the city participates, Villarica would seek reimbursement for expenditures in dealing with the ongoing opioid epidemic, such as jail fees, emergency services, and law enforcement spending. City Attorney David Mecklen.
All of these cases are proceeding against the manufacturers. The allegation is that it was a known intent to market the product, knowing that it was going to cause harm to the public.
According to Chief Michael Mansour, the Villarica Police Department has spent excessive amounts in preventing opioid overdoses.
All of the Narcan doses that we use or have had to use, those cost money. They're not given to the departments. There's been some people that we've had to use it more than once on.
The city would have to pass a resolution that expresses interest in resolving the problem to join the suit. Mecklen also alleged that the Carroll County government has also expressed interest in joining the suit. Local authorities suspect gang members out of DeKalb County are behind a number of car auto break-ins reported during the last several weeks. Temple police have viewed home surveillance video from local residents showing suspects attempting to break into vehicles. These suspects appear to use these stolen vehicles to drive to nearby areas to break into other cars. One of the leads investigators are following is connected to a stolen credit card which was reportedly used at a BP gas station on Fulton Industrial Boulevard in South Fulton County earlier this week. The Villarica High School band apparently has the chance to star in a new motion picture being filmed in Metro Atlanta. A call for talent this week for the movie Palms, starring Diane Keaton and Jackie Weaver, is asking for a high school band with purple and yellow gold school colors. Full band submissions are required, no individuals. Band directors should send an email to submissions@cataretcasting.com with the subject line Purple Marching. Include the coach's director's name, a contact number, email address, and number of band members. Also submit a photo of the band and the uniform. The movie is a comedy about a group of women who form a cheerleading squad in their community. I'm Luke Luger reporting.